Father, we bless your name this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. We honor you, O Lord. We bless you. We give glory unto you. Father, we bow before you. We say you are God. You are not a man. You are God from beginning to the end. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. Father, we exalt you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Oh Lord, we worship you. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you. Lord, we lift you up. We lift up our voice and we say thank you, Father. And Lord, this morning we are before you. We ask, oh Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 20th of January 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy, for his grace. Honor him for his good, his kind, and his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare this morning that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare this morning, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, this day I declare by the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, I am blessed in you, I am favored, I am lifted, I am preserved by his blood. In the name of Jesus, oh, this day you are not a continuation of the failure of yesterday. Today I walk by the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I enter into a new day by the mercy of the Lord. I enter into a new day in the mercy of the Lord. I declare that the mercy of the Lord speak for me this day. Mercy of the Lord organize my day for me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord go before me. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that I silence every noise of failure that is in this day. In the name of Jesus, my steps are covered. My steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, as I rise up today, I rise in power. I rise in favor. I rise in strength by the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every gate of blessing, gates and doors that I knocked, that resisted me yesterday, I declare you open today. In the name of Jesus, I receive the breath of life. I declare in the name of Jesus, this day I walk in the provision of God for me. I assess God's provision for me today. I assess God's resources for me today. In the name of Jesus, I declare it again. My steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into the trap of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I will not go in the company of error. I will not walk in company of evil. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into another man's accident. I will not walk into another man's tragedy. In the name of Jesus, for the light of God shines on my path. In the name of Jesus, oh, I release the voice of the Lord over my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare the nature today you favor me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare by the word of the Lord, I am blessed, I am favored. In the name of Jesus, every cloud of depression, cloud of confusion over my life, I command you to disappear. Every whisper of fear, every whisper of failure, I silence you. In the name of Jesus, I receive the mercy of the Lord today. I walk in the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I enthrone Abba Father over my day. In the name of Jesus, oh, for his name is lifted higher above my needs. His name is lifted higher above my desire, above the noise, the confusion of this day, above my expectation. I enthrone him on my day. Oh, and I assess his mercy today. I assess his favor for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the hand of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I receive access to good things this day. In the name of Jesus, I receive mercy for access to opportunities. In the name of Jesus, I partake in the feast of the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord responds to my urgent need. In the name of Jesus, I partake of the table of his mercy. I partake of the feast of his mercy. In the name of Jesus, this day I walk in alignment with the word of the Lord. I walk in alignment with the will of the Lord. I walk in alignment with the provision of God for me this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon that is raised against me will prosper. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to continue in our prayer for our beloved brethren. I want us to lift up our voice unto the Lord concerning them, that the Lord will perfect their health, the Lord will perfect their healing. In the name of Jesus, Father, we put out this word of prophecy according to your word. By the stripes of the Lord Jesus, you are healed. In the name of Jesus, we lay the hand of the Lord upon you. In the name of Jesus, we speak to your body, your bones, your blood, every cell in your body be healed in the name of Jesus. I anoint you today with the balm of Gilead, with the balm of healing from the presence of the Lord. I pour it upon your head. It flows from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Your healing is declared. You are regenerated. You are restored. You are replenished in the name of Jesus. Your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift up our voice concerning this nation. Lord, mercy. Let your mercy be upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, you will not stop your work. You will continue. You will disappoint the devices of the wicked over this nation. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Dearly beloved, by the grace of God this morning, if it were left to me, I want us to continue on the word, go forward, a charge of faith. But this morning, as I was trying to prepare moving up and down, the Spirit of the Lord laid something different upon my heart. And we are taking our reading from the anchor scripture for the year, which is Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. I want us to read first, and I need you to open your heart to the word of the Lord as you step out today. And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward." The Lord spoke to Moses that, "Why are you turning to me? Give them a charge that as they go this year," the Lord is speaking to you, that "Why are you turning back to me? There is a charge already for you as you are stepping out this year, as you are stepping out this season. And the charge for you is go forward." The Lord is speaking to you in different dimension. Since we began January, by the grace of God, we have started speaking about the word go forward. We've spoke about the word go forward, and we went in the dimension of a charge of prayer. We prayed. Last week, we spoke about a charge of faith. And even in that last week as well, we spoke about a charge, seeing Jesus as that way, not just moving, but moving in the right direction, in the direction of the way of Jesus. Now, listen to me this morning. Look at that scripture very well. The Spirit of the Lord is telling you that this word go forward is a charge of prophecy for you. I did not even include it in the dimensions of the charge that the word has been given to us this year. If you listen from January, from the first day, from the second day of January up to this moment, I never mentioned that it was a charge of prophecy. But by the Spirit of the Lord today, the Lord opened my eyes to see that this word is a charge of prophecy. Now, beloved, I need you to understand this. Keep this in your word. Either you believe in the word of the Lord or not, understand that the potency of God's word is not depending on your approval. The potency of the word of God is not standing on your approval at all. It's not depending on either you believe or not. The word of the Lord is complete in its own. The word carries life. It carries transformation. The word carries life, which is the light of men. The scripture says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So the word is complete in its own. It carries life. It carries light. Therefore, the life that the word carries becomes the light of men. So understand that the word does not depend on your approval. Simply put, the word makes impossible situations to become possible. Either you choose to ride on the potency of the word, or you refuse to ride on it. Beloved, in this season that we are now, You can choose to recline and give up to fate and walk on the natural side of things, walk on the natural side of life, and not experience God in his supernatural dimension. You can choose to begin to second guess every word that has been spoken to you due to things that you have seen but that you have failed to check in the scripture. You can choose to live your life in the normal and not want to experience God in the supernatural dimension. Or you can stand up in faith, like we have been saying in the past few days, especially throughout last week. You can choose to stand up in faith and ride through the storm of this season and walk upon the water. See the dimension of God doing the impossible in your life. Listen to me. I am trying to bring a build up for you to see that that word is a charge of prophecy unto your life. A charge of prophecy. I am saying this word and I want you to hold on unto them. Listen carefully, because they are words of prophecy that is being given to you by the Spirit of God this morning. This is what the Spirit of God is saying concerning your life, that there are moves of greatness that he has prepared for you in this season. There are moves of supernatural blessing. There are moves of supernatural experience, another dimension that you have never experienced in your life that he has prepared for you, only for you to prepare yourself and see it with the eyes of faith. Remember that this word is a charge of prophecy. All I need you to do is arise and walk in the fulfillment of the word of the Lord for you. It's a charge of prophecy. Go forward. It is not a word for you to second guess. It is not the time for you to sit down and start asking when, how, where, what, who. No. The word of prophecy that is coming to you this morning by the grace of God is go forward. Now, you know that that word is with you. He has been speaking to you all this while, but you have decided to remain seated where you are. Beloved, this season, his word of prophecy is coming to you. Rise up and go forward. You are not to stay where you are this season. Rise up and go forward. The book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and verse 21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretations. Verse 21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Understand that this charge of prophecy coming to you is a word by the Spirit of the Lord that is leading me to speak to you, to tell you, go forward. Why do you choose to sit down and cry? He has spoken to you already. Rise up and go forward. He has given you his word, and this is a word of prophecy, a confirmation of his word unto you. Rise up and go forward. You have stayed enough where you are. Now, let me point out six enemies of your prophecy, six enemies of this dimension of go forward, this charge of prophecy that we are going to be dealing with, probably pray about and speak about in the next few days. Number one is stagnancy. Oh, we are really going to pray about that one. We are going to pray about stagnancy. You are to go forward. Whatever it is that is holding you down, you are going to break loose from them and you are going to go forward. Number one is stagnancy. Number two is procrastination. Number three, laziness. Yes, being lazy, slothful in that which the Lord has spoken to you to do, in what you are doing. Laziness. Number four, distractions. Number five, lukewarmness. And number six, doubt. I'm going to round up here. Take this as an introduction to go forward. A charge of prophecy, a word of prophecy. Arise in faith, take charge of your prophecy and see it work for you in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as he has commanded me to do every morning. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.